Yeah, I'm most pleased. It sounds like a good result. We're going to get education back there. It's a purpose-built facility going to waste, it was, so to have something back in there and have someone as keen as Fred and acknowledge education to not only reopen it but to build on it, it's exciting for the region.
Now, you and your group have managed to play a, I'll say, an important role in this process, haven't you? Describe that to me a little bit.
We've played a small part in it. We've came out sort of towards the end of last year and drew attention to the fact that it was going to waste. So we're keen to see something happen there, and we're keen to play a small part in the future of Glenormiston. And we hope to be a part of that in bringing city kids and to Glenormiston for a rural experience, and hopefully a percentage of them can take a further career in taking higher education in agriculture or in a rural community role.
Have you already begun bringing kids on this program, or is it something you want to do?
There is an existing program in the region called Southwest Len that has been happening, that we've spoken to them. We're not directly involved with them, but we want to work with them in the future of the Glenormiston aspect. They have been doing it for a couple of years, but now that we've got a purpose facility, I think there's opportunities for that to grow.
And it's an interesting idea you have, because we all know that agriculture, the industry, the industries within agriculture need more skilled workers. There's a bit of a lack. But I guess we always think of drafting kids from the country areas, but you're kind of looking at the fact that there might be kids growing up in the city who can fill that void.
Yeah, absolutely, David. There's population forming and people on our doorsteps that doesn't often get thought about as a potential ground for recruiting staff into agriculture. So if a small percentage of them can come and experience rural life and actually put their feet on the ground on farms across the area, north and south of Glenormiston, that may well sow the seed in their mind to take a future career in agriculture. There's no reason why the future won't be a bright one for agriculture. In fact, it'll probably even grow. And I think there's great opportunities for city children to be a part of that.
What do you think this means for, I'm going to say, the local economy, the local community, to have this college reopen? Because it'll, well, it's going to start with 120 to 150 students and then grow from there. And that's not to say anything of the staff who'll be employed there as well. I imagine that's pretty welcome in a lot of the communities around that area.
Yep, absolutely, David. It'll be a big economic boost for the area. The staff that's involved, the amount of traffic from the students that will be involved through the local smaller communities and towns. Like all smaller communities, rural areas, in the past, there's ups and downs and probably a declining population. So something like this to come to a place like Glenormiston that will be benefit to towns in particular, like Nurra, Terang, Mortlake, Camperdown, the boundary, but also beyond that, it'll be a huge economic boost. And that was one of the main reasons why it's such a shame that the facility was going to waste. But looking forward, we're looking at a bright future for Glenormiston and acknowledge education being a part of it.
So what's next for you regarding this project now?
Yeah, there's still a lot of detail to be sorted out. But we will be meeting with Acknowledge Education and some of the other consortium stakeholders to work out a way forward and a way we can work with them to take it to the next step.
Yeah, have they been receptive?
Absolutely, yeah. They have been extremely keen to work with us all the way through because they see the benefits of the program. They see how it can be a potential for increasing agricultural production, but also economy to the region and having a knowledge investment.
Is there a particular type of kid you're targeting from the cities, or just whoever?
No one in particular. No set class. Anybody can do it. Anybody can set their mind to if they want to do agriculture and be a success at it.
Particular age bracket?
Well, we're open to all our ideas, but we're thinking along the lines of from grade 5 to year 9 was an area when they start really considering their career options for the future and where they can possibly go on a camp and have the time to do that and explore different options.
That's an age when they're quite impressionable, isn't it? I guess you can really grab their imagination with the farm the farm life and the farm industry, I suppose, at that age.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also an important time that we, as part of the Take the Paddock plan, was to demonstrate where their food comes from, the origin of the food, and about healthy green eating, and also taking that actually onto the farms where the quality producers of this area can demonstrate how they get from the paddock to the plate.